and to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots and otherwise, welcome to another hour of The Flip Side. I'm your host, Jeffrey Bennett, and glad to be with you here for this Thursday evening, February the 8th, 2007. Well, it is obvious that we have another tidbit of news that is going to keep America distracted from all which is, should be, in fact, considered important. And it made me wonder what would happen if O.J. Simpson were to pick up the phone and call in all the realm of talk shows and babbling head programs tonight, talking about the death of another Nicole. And so for the last 3.5 or 4 hours since it became made instantaneously public, I don't care what news program you turn on to or what so-called news program, I don't care if it's on Fox or CNN or MSNBC or anywhere, all they can talk about is the mysterious death of Anna Nicole Smith. Well, obviously, where does O.J. come in? Well, Nicole Brown Simpson, Nicole Smith, what's the difference? A friend of mine called late this afternoon and said, you know, it'd be interesting if we took a plastic straw and sprinkled a little powder on it and put it on eBay, offering to sell it as the last straw, so to speak, that was snorted by, pick your Nicole of choice, what's the difference? Simply amazing to me. Let's not waste any more time with this nonsense on this hour. There's far too much other stuff to talk about. By the way, for those of you listening tonight who have internet access, I certainly invite you to join us in the chat room. Good evening, Kat. Glad to have you in the room. Come on over to my chat room at www.federalobserver.com. Click on the link that says chat and sign in and come on, join the conversation. Once again, it's been a little over a year since we've had it open, and the first 3 nights or so that we've had it, it's been good. We like to ask people to kind of stick to the conversation, to the topic of the program, but then I don't lay any specific controls down over those issues. So dinner is in progress. One of these days I'm going to have you set a table for me, Cliff. Let's take a fast look at the market reports today. It was kind of interesting. Seems to be some settling in oil. I'm concerned about other issues, some of which we'll talk about tonight. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down about 30 points today to end the day at 12,637. NASDAQ down nearly 2 points to end at 24,88. S&P down just under 2 points to end the day at 14,48. Seems to me it was exactly in that location 2 days ago. Over on the metals in the after hours, gold currently at 661.65, up nearly 10 bucks on the day. Silver's up 18 cents to close at 1383. Platinum just shy at $1,200, up a dollar to end the day at 1198. Stick around. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes on the flip side of this commercial break.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
No, that's part of the problem, ladies and gentlemen. I don't see people getting mad enough on CNN or anywhere else. One of the folks in the chat room, Terminus, says, hope you're feeling better, you sound better. Yeah, the voice is a little better. I'm still a little weak, and I'm tired out. I'm eating marginally, and I can't really eat more than one meal a day. It's not that I have an upset stomach. I just don't feel like eating. But that's the nature of it. Some other old friends are back in the room. My buddy Tony, I believe that's Tony from Chicago. Gil in, where's GY? That's not Georgia. Gil and guy is back in the room. My old friend Warhawk, Nevada Ace, haven't talked to him in a long, long, long time. Glad to have him back in the room. Good folks, www.federalobserver.com. Come on over and join the chat. Good group of folks coming in there. Be a part of it. It's just another way for you to participate in the flip side, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, some economic commentary a little bit tonight and on to some other directions. And in many respects, it all ties in. Gold prices today climbed on demand for alternative to an easing dollar. An easing dollar. Well, let's call it what it is. It's a falling dollar. This came out of Bloomberg early this morning. Gold rose in New York as a decline in the value of the dollar against the euro once more boosts the appeal of the precious metal as an alternative investment. Yeah, pretty profound day, up nearly $10 today. The author, Pham Doi Nguyen, says that gold sometimes moves in the opposite direction of the U.S. currency, which fell against the euro after European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet signaled policymakers may boost interest rates next month. Gold gained 23% last year, by the way, while the euro climbed 10% against the dollar. Euro's a big part of gold's support these days. Those words from Matthew Zaman, metals trader at LaSalle Futures Group in Chicago. Gold futures for April delivery rose $6.40 today, 1%, to $663.70 an ounce by about noon today. Settled down a little bit, but you know, overall gold is up 3% already this year. Okay, we move through that particular one. And then we go to the next little tidbit of a headline. And a lot of these headlines were on the Republic Trading Group website today, which you can, you know, you can find it by going to republictradinggroup.com. It'll instantly forward you to our present home, eaglesup.com. Central banks are buying gold. Now, one of the visitors to the website the other night kept ragging about gold because he says, oh, it's controlled by the Rothschilds, controlled by the bankers. You know what? I don't deny that, he's right. But the fact of the matter is that gold has, for, you know, long before the Rothschilds were ever brought on this earth, gold has been an economic equalizer. And so when you begin to read into the latest IMF, International Monetary Fund statistics, which indicate the central banks of, now listen, Russia, Kazakhstan, Greece, and the Philippines have all added to gold reserves recently. Of the four, Russia has often talked of gold purchases, but the other three are quite a surprise to the market. Russia added 7.5 tons to their reserves. Kazakhstan, 7.38 tons. Greece has added over 3.5 tons. The Philippines has added nearly 1.5 tons. What becomes interesting is the trend of central bank gold activity is shifting towards the buy side, not the sell side. Quite interesting. Once again, follow the lead of the central banks. Follow their advice. We certainly would like to offer to be your supplier here at Republic Trading Group. And you can reach us by calling 1-800-691-7898. Well, now we go to the Philadelphia's Federal Reserve Bank today. President Charles Plosser, who yesterday said that more interest rate increases may be needed to keep price rises in check as the economy, quote, resumes growth. Well, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about this so-called perceived growth that they're discussing. Watching something on Fox a couple of hours ago, what is it, Kudlow and Company or something like that? And the host is an arrogant piece of garbage. He's an obvious Bushite, which is his right to be so as a personal human being, but as an objective so-called journalist. You see, that's the difference. I don't claim to be objective. That he would not let any of the three of his guests speak, all of whom were questioning his opinions about the strength of the economy. And while one of the guests attempted to give the four major reasons the economy is not as strong as we are being told in this country by our least illustrious decider and cheat, the guy just cut him off and kept saying, oh, no, no, the bonds have only done this. And why would you think that the interest rates are going to be risen and the mortgages and blah, blah, blah? We'll stick around because in a few minutes you may get some of the answers. Good evening, Babsy, Tom Cat, William Tell, Old Deer Guy, Nosbo, good group of folks. And so when the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank president goes on to say, with growth prospects of the economy improving, there is some risk that we may not see a return to price stability unless monetary conditions are further tightened. The Fed kept benchmark interest rates unchanged last week for a fifth straight meeting after 17 consecutive rate hikes that ended last June. Plosser is known as one of the more hawkish Federal Reserve policymakers, is not a voting member of the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committees. He's going to have his first vote in 08. Well, we'll see if there is an 08, at least in the way that he thinks it's going to be. Ned Schmidt, writing about gold in his column called Gold Thoughts, says it's one of the universal, it is the one universal money, even more so than the dollar ever was. Massive trade deficit of the United States is spewing out of vast quantities of green paper onto the world's markets. That action can only cause the global purchasing power of the U.S. dollar to further depreciate over time. Investors around continue to swap those green pieces of paper for gold. They have no choice, he says. Supply of green dollars is growing faster than the global pile of a shiny metal. In that situation, the only possibility is for the price of gold to rise in dollar terms. last Friday, as is often the case, New York was able to push the price of gold down sharply. And many of you did not take advantage of it, and many of you are regretting it today. Investors around the world had already gone home for the weekend. That was not such an unusual event. Global investors returned on Monday and began to correct Friday's action. Gold in dollars returned to above $650. For that reason, the charts continue to paint a lovely picture. Nothing but blue sky above current prices. By the way, $650 is very slowly becoming a floor. In other words, the bottom for now. And so now we're in the $661 to $663 an ounce range, up nearly $10 today. What will it do tomorrow? I pray to God it drops about 15 bucks for many reasons. Don't be surprised if it doesn't, however. Don't count on every Friday being a down day. You can't count on it. And here's amongst some of the reasons that I think we need to be a little concerned. We've talked for many, many months about what's happening in the housing market, what's happening in foreclosures in homes and mortgages, defaulted mortgages. HSBC Holdings Chief Executive Officer Michael Gohagan is going to shake up management and change lending policies after the bank has reported losses from bad home loans in the United States have increased. HSBC is setting aside $1.76 billion, 20% more than analysts estimated for bad loan provisions in 06. Because you see, the U.S. mortgage business is worsening. Shares of Europe's big bank early this morning dropped the most in 8 months. The buck stops with me, Gohagan said. We will resolve it. But he wouldn't say whether HSBC would need to raise bad debt provisions again in 07. Oh, yes. We're facing some interesting, interesting problems. And so then, of course, we have to go back and revert to brief discussion about gold and silver and other precious metals. Renewed rising. They've been rising from their January 5th lows in a rise that's poised to become a great leg up in this ongoing bull market. In fact, so far in 2007, the metals have been stronger than stocks. And yet that's not what you've been led to believe, is it? The gains in silver, for instance, have been five times that of the Dow Jones Industrials in spite of its record highs, and gold has risen more than three times the industrials' rise. Furthermore, the Dow Industrials has declined 56% in gold terms since 1999. Forget about, you know, the daily 12-6, etc. The real value of it has actually declined 56% since 1999. And so once again, gold continues to be the better investment by far if you're looking at it strictly in terms of a normal investor's mentality, the Wall Street mentality, the crapshoot, the roulette table mentality, because that's what it truly is. But the real metal, an investment in security. Hope you'll stay with us. Housing still on the downslope or on the upslope? Be back with you in just a few minutes. Flip side of this commercial break. Take care. Yeah.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't eat nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American.
Interesting watching the conversation flow in the chat room. For those of you who may have tuned in late, chat room is open when I'm on the air. Www.federalobserver.com. We have a link on the front page that says chat, and you can click on that link. You'll find it in big red, yellow, and almost orange letters on the left side of the front page. And we do invite you to join it. We've got new friends in here, a lot of old friends who've been with me for many, many years. The conversation is talking about our two good friends, the Border Patrol agents, Compion and Ramos, who certainly by now everyone is well aware of what's happened. These guys were imprisoned wrongfully. One of them has been apparently severely beaten. They've now been isolated to keep them away from the rest of the prison population. And what becomes interesting here is this unbelievable discussion of giving these guys a full pardon. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the wrong choice of words. As my grandmother tells me, the word pardon indicates that there, in fact, was wrongdoing, but we're going to kind of let you out. Well, as the government story has unfolded over the last few days, it's become quite apparent that representatives of the United States federal government, and in fact the Justice Department, or in their case, Just Us Department, well, it looks like they've been caught lying through their teeth. And their stories are beginning to unravel. Tomorrow is Friday, the 9th day of February, 2007, and Congressman Tom Tancredo has been granted permission to go visit Agent Ramos. It was Tancredo who had been instrumental in ensuring that Ramos could attend the rally on January the 13th here in Phoenix, which designed to be a nationwide protest demanding that this thing be relooked at and these guys be let off the hook, so to speak. Well, sounds like maybe there was a few agents that kind of shut up. There's no doubt about it. As Lou Dobbs said tonight, this was a political ploy to put the fear of God in any Border Patrol agent and make them hesitate before they would draw their guns. In other words, this was designed to kiss rumpus unto Mexico. One more ploy of the Bush administration, who does not give a damn about America, nor the Constitution, nor the Bill of Rights, something these people do not have as they have broken into this country illegally. It's pretty frustrating. What's the word on Kudlo? Share it with me. Fun for you. Fun's for you. Okay, whatever. Well, another brief thing. This one will probably stretch beyond the break. We talk about fiscal irresponsibility in this country. In a international website called The Guardian, which is a British publication, David Pollister writes in a column today entitled, well, I'm not even going to tell you the title of it. The United States has flown nearly $12 billion in shrink-wrapped $100 bills into Iraq and then distributed the cash with no proper control over who was receiving it and how it was going to be spent. The staggering scale. Thank you, Gil. You're absolutely right. Pardons are for the guilty. These boys ain't guilty of nothing but haven't done their job. The staggering scale, my friends, is the biggest transfer of cash in the history of the Federal Reserve has been laid bare by, surprise, surprise, a United States Congressional Committee. In the year after the invasion of Iraq in '03, nearly 280 million notes weighing 363 tons were sent from New York to Baghdad for disbursement to Iraqi ministries and U.S. contractors. What one has to do with the other, I don't know. They used C-130 planes. The deliveries took place once or twice a month, with the biggest of the $2,401,600,000 taking place on June the 22nd, 2004, 6 days before the cash handover. Details of the shipments have emerged in a memorandum prepared for the meeting of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, which is examining Iraqi reconstruction. Its chairman, Henry Waxman, a fierce critic of the war, said the way the cash had been handled was mind-boggling. He said the numbers are so large it doesn't seem possible, if they're true, who in their right mind would send 363 tons of cash into a war zone. Simply appalling to me. Simply amazing. Oh, they found out that $775,000 worth of that cash had been stolen from a division's vault in Iraq. You see, cash payments, my friends, were made from the back of a pickup truck. And cash was stored in ungordened sacks in Iraqi ministry offices. When does this kind of foolishness end? Hey, I'll be back in a couple minutes on the flip side of this break. Mr. Producer, jump on the monitor during this break, would you please? Stay with you, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Interesting. One of the representatives in the chat room, one of the guys in here, Gillen guy, who apparently is from the Washington State area, says that he was an eyewitness to the payouts in Iraq. Very, very interesting. So, you know, what we read in various news publications and from sometimes around the world, it's interesting to have someone in the chat room. Which, by the way, since we've gone back on the air, this is the largest visitation in the chat room we've had. www.federalobserver.com. For those of you who are viewing the chat room and it's going a little bit too quickly and you haven't figured out how to stretch the page out, let some of the old guys like Bierman and Babsy, et cetera, tell you how to do it, and you'll be able to read more of it because this thing is refreshing pretty quickly tonight. Well, the follow-up to this business about the missing cash doesn't even count the untold amounts of money. Because what's really interesting here is, even though it makes the one reference to the fact that the funds were sent for missions and for various civilian businesses, et cetera, that's as far as it ever discusses. It wasn't even civilian business. It was not even the use of the word. I apologize. Let me roll back here and see if I can find it. I can't find it quickly enough to ministries and U.S. contractors. But from this point on, it never mentions the ministries or the U.S. contractors again. And it's quite amazing. You know, they've got a CPA firm who was supposed to appoint an independent certified public accounting firm to oversee the distribution and expenditures. And yet the CPA hired an obscure consulting firm called North Star Consultants, Inc., a firm so small that it reportedly operates out of a private home in San Diego. Well, that itself I don't hold against them. But they found that the company did not perform a review of internal controls as required by the contract. Well, why should that be a surprise? Simply amazing. Same here, cobbler. Doesn't mean anything to me right this second, pal. But it goes on to say, evidence before the committee suggests that senior American officials were unconcerned about the situation because the billions were not U.S. taxpayers' money. What do you mean? Then if those billions of dollars were not U.S. taxpayers' money, this is, these are Iraqi funds. These are not appropriated American funds. These are Iraqi funds. Are you out of your mind? Since when did the U.S. dollar become legal, lawful tender in Iraq? The only way U.S. dollars get printed, my friends, are if U.S. taxpayers foot the bill. This kind of stuff drives me nuts. The interesting closing thing here says that millions of civil service families had not received salaries or pensions for months, and there was no effective banking system. Now, wait a minute. We lose 700 and some odd billion dollars, and yet we've got civil service families who are not receiving salaries or pensions, and that they're trying to tell us that this was not money funded by American taxpayers, that it was not American money? Something is grossly wrong. I smell something more rotten in D.C. than I think at any other time in this whole mess. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about us. They don't care about Ramos and Compion. They don't care about truth. They certainly don't care about justice as it was meant to be. Oh, I can spend an hour telling you about one of the most horrific court cases that I've ever seen in my life. And we may still do that. By the way, before I forget, next week, Robbie and I will be broadcasting to you from the road. Tuesday and Wednesday nights at least, possibly Thursday night. We will be broadcasting this program live from the road. We are going to a trade show in Long Beach, California, one of the nation's largest coin shows. This particular show takes place several times a year. We're going to meet with some of our suppliers. We are going to meet with other people in the industry. I want to get a feel for what's going on out there. You got to keep in mind, however, very few of the people we will meet have the mindset that we do. They sell to coin collectors, period. Mom and pop coin shops. In fact, there'll be a lot of coin collectors there. How many people go that think the way you and I think? Wealth preservation, security, confidentiality, becoming our own private bank, so to speak. I don't care if it's gold or silver, it doesn't make any difference. Each has a place. One of the folks in the chat room talking about the story we just covered said that, don't you remember they found over $30 billion during the chase for Saddam? And do they ever tell us what happened to that money? And, of course, Terminus comes back and says, of course not. It was money that the U.S. had impounded and held during Saddam's reign. Old Deer Guy says, did anyone see the truckloads of gold that the feds hauled away early in the war? Yes, as a matter of fact, I have photos of those. Now, this is an interesting story to tell you. We talk about all the $760 billion worth of money or whatever it was that has been misappropriated and lost during this police action, war. You call it whatever you want. Early in the war, an oil tanker, a truck that would normally haul oil or gas or whatever. Oh, you're not upsetting me, Terminus. This is stuff that's well worth talking about. An oil truck, tanker, was discovered that just wasn't tracking right. And son of a gun, they open up the top of the darn thing, and the thing is full of gold bars. Well, they kind of like do a can opener on the back of the tanker and got photographs of this stuff, and I've got them here in my office. Got this gold loaded on pallets. Got truckloads of gold in the back of 2.5-ton trucks. military type, you know, deuce and a half, we call them. I don't know how much gold was there,
but it was a lot. It was a lot. What happened to that gold? Or did we appropriate it to pay for our cost of the war? Or did we turn it over to the Iraqi government? Or had it been pirated to begin with? What's the story here? Amazing grace. Ladies and gentlemen, over the years, I think the American public has grown to believe the political myth that they elect the President of the United States. And that he is, in fact, or she, as the future may prove, that they are personal ombudsmen in the nation's capital. But I am here to tell you tonight, as most of you know, it simply is no longer true. The President of the United States is elected by the states through the Electoral College. Our votes don't mean squat when it comes to pulling a lever or punching a little Chad or whatever you know, hanging Chads. I've known a few people named Chad, and they should have been hung. That's another story. The president does not represent the people. The people simply elect a state of voters from the slate of voters from the two major parties, for which there's no lick of difference. And then they vote for the presidential candidate that their party has endorsed. That's theoretical. The president's constitutional role is that of ombudsman for the states, not you and I. He represents the views of the states to the various governments of the world. The people's ombudsman is the House of Representatives, which leaves us to ponder this question: who does the United States Senate represent? Whose ombudsman are they? Bill Barnstead today, writing over at newswithviews.com, says that we need to approach this one step at a time. Let's start with the president. Barnstead said he was watching Fox News the other night. Well, that was his first mistake. And he saw a clip of George W. Bush giving lip service to the liberals' illegal alien amnesty proposal. You know, the one that's fictitiously called a guest worker program. That's the one that's designed to fool the idiots who still believe the adage that I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Bush's words and quirky demeanor reminded me of the puppet talk of Woodenhead Charlie McCarthy, and some of you out there listening right now know and remember who Charlie McCarthy was. Candace Bergen's brother. And so quite naturally, Barnstead continues, I found myself wondering who Edgar Bergen was. The new liberal leadership in the House and Senate? Nah. They're puppets of the same puppet masters. The puppet master of the free enterprise capitalist, like our president, is David Rockefeller. The puppet master for the socialist liberals, people like John Edwards, John Kerry, Pelosi, Kennedy, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, is none other than George Soros. Pseudo-conservatives who have been in bed with the liberals for years, politicians like John McCain, drink from both wells. McCain is a nonpartisan dipper. He doesn't care who fills his pockets. And the same is true of Hillary Clinton. You see, both want power. McCain wants power for personal gain. Hillary wants power to crush her enemies. And even though we don't trust either of them, to the best of my knowledge, McCain never took a dime from an enemy of the United States, as substantiated by Larry Klayman, former CEO of Judicial Watch, testimonially supported by the Cox Commission, the Clintons and Gore, for whom truth is inconvenient, have taken money from this nation's enemies. Hillary, in my opinion, our author continues, should be in prison. Not the United States Senate, but then so should Ted Kennedy and John Kerry. But that's a topic for another day, for it seems that neither one of them will be running for the White House. For 6 years, our current decider-in-chief, Waldo, has represented himself as the ombudsman for the American people. In one area, in his own personal quest for glory, Bush was a successful statesman.
You see, he succeeded in selling himself to the voters as Reagan Light. The people rallied around him in 2000 and again in 2004, although that's even suspicious. But I suspect that as Republican as the town is, if Bush ran for mayor of Crawford, Texas today, he would not get reelected. Or couldn't get elected down there anyway. I know if he campaigned for dog catcher anywhere along the southern border of the United States, particularly in Fabian or Rock Springs, Texas, the only vote he could count on would be his own. Here's the simple reality about our president. He is the ombudsman of the utopian free enterprise puppet masters who are engineering the global economy at the expense of the American people. Like about 90% of the members of the House and Senate from both parties who are also the ombudsman of the bankers, the industrialists, the merchant princes who fill their war chests, and not the voters who elected them. Presidents and prime ministers are indebted to the merchant princes, but they are also hobbled to the dark forces that control the governments. They are the invisible barons of business who sit on the pinnacle, I almost said another word, who sit on the pinnacle of the pyramid of power in the New World Order. They are the current kings and queens of Europe, the potentates of the old world order, who together with the transnational industrials and bankers and the former royals of the nation states of Europe that comprise the new world order. Cobbler says, good grief, Jeff, you mentioned people who wouldn't make good fertilizer. No, but they certainly do it on us, don't they? You see, our author continues, this is why the American people were sold out in 1993 when the democratically controlled Congress enacted the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. And the co-presidency of Bill and Hillary Clinton signed NAFTA into law and created the swinging doors between the United States and Mexico that led to the loss of over 15 million U.S. jobs. Bush compounded the problem by signing the Central American Free Trade Agreement and the North American Union that will cost the American wage earner another 10 million jobs. And that goes along with the dissolution of the borders between the United States, Canada, and Mexico as we watch our ombudsman in the White House surrender our national sovereignty to the globalists in the name of profits. NAFTA could never have happened without our ombudsman in the U.S. Senate voting to ratify the North American Free Trade Agreement. The Senate and the media promoted NAFTA as a jobs bill. Oh, it was. For Mexican workers. And so just whose ombudsman is the United States Senate? You see, the Senate does not represent the states, nor does it represent the people. When the 17th Amendment was illegally declared ratified on April the 8th, 1913, whoops, there's that year again, it became the ombudsman for the transnational industrialists and the bankers and the merchant princes who fill the war chests along Pennsylvania Avenue. America, if she still exists, needs to wake up while it's still America. Our ombudsman no longer represents us. We need a new ombudsman at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We need one at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue as well. But since we have to start someplace, we might as well start at the desk where the buck stops. The Oval Office. In the opinion of our author, it's time to impeach George W. Bush, not for Iraq, not for Afghanistan, but for the American factory worker, because the president has broken his word to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. The president allowed Congress to dilute the Bill of Rights under his watch to benefit our neighbors to the south. And as the commander-in-chief of our military, that's a joke. The president is responsible for securing our borders. Bush made a farce of that act by placing National Guard troops with empty weapons on the border. And he did nothing when heavily armed Mexican soldiers attacked those Guard troops and penetrated the sovereign soil of the United States with no military or diplomatic response from the United States. I'll be back with some closing comments right after this brief intermission.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
My child arrived just the other day. Came to the world in the usual way, but there are planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. He was talking for a minute, and as he grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when.
Well, to hear the music of Harry Chapin is one thing, but to hear it by someone other than Harry Chapin is another. Welcome back to the final moments of The Flip Side. The column I've been sharing with you, as I mentioned, is posted on newswithviews.com. It's entitled The Ombudsman. Time will prevent me from concluding that tonight. And The chat room has been quite interesting. It has been an extremely fast-moving chat room. It looks like a couple of people were booted out and had to come sign back in and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's been a very well-filled-up chat room tonight. I think people are starting to really get into it. Actually, for those of you who've been with me for years gone by, I think you'll agree that the chat itself is far more closely following the subject matter or the tone of the program than we had. And that's the reason it's there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't do it to tout my own site. It's a tool. It is a tool that allows members of a chat room to participate in the program with comments, sometimes with questions, that allows us to turn around and sometimes share those comments and questions with you, the listening audience, as opposed to the taking of calls. I probably got about 7 more minutes worth of dialogue I can continue on with, but we've got barely 2 minutes to get it done. So, Nevada Ace, I'm fully aware of that. And there's times to do it and times not to. You and I have had our go-arounds with that in the past. And I don't disagree with one thing you've said about Israel or these people that call themselves something if they're not, that occupy Israel. But there's ways to handle it and there's ways not to. But another time and another day. I think that for those of you who have access to the Internet, I certainly would invite you, go to newswithviews.com, find the gentleman's column and read it entirely. He comes down near the end and says, how do you know who a politician represents? He says there's two ways. First, and the easiest, is just to open their war chest. It's full of money. They don't represent you. And it kind of goes on and on and on. So I think that most of us know these things. I think that we're not going to see the kind of change in this country fast enough that need to take place. There's not a day that goes by that, whether it's on Lou Dobbs or someone else, more and more the discussion of impeachment continues to come up. Thanks, Spirit Grow. Appreciate that. And yet, I don't think that this Congress nor this country has got the stomach to go through another impeachment. First of all, even if they impeach him, Congress has already proven they're not going to follow through with it. Mr. Producer, you and I need to talk after the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to get on out of here. I'll see you off on the road next week. Robbie will be back behind the microphone tomorrow night. So on behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.